Em really doesn't mind you earning a little money on the side, Dryden. She'd just prefer it if it wasn't selling secrets.
And the theatrics are supposed to scare me. You have the wrong man, Bond. If Em was so sure I was bent, she'd have sent a double O.
Benefits of being section chief. I don't know if anyone had been promoted to 00 status.
No. Your file shows no kills. And it takes
two.
Shame. We barely got to know each other.
I know where you keep your gun. Suppose that's something.
True. How did he die?
Your contact? Not well.
Did you feel it, did he? Well, you needn't worry. The second is...
Yes. Considerably.
you might take a tailor. So, how do I trust this man that I've never met with my money?
You ask for the introduction. That's all my organization will guarantee.
I suppose our friend, Mr. White, will have told you that I have provided reliable banking services for many other freedom fighters over the years.
Do you believe in God, Mr. Lechief?
No. I believe in a reasonable rate of return.
I want no risk in the portfolio.
Agreed.
And I can access it anywhere in the world?
Yes. I have the money, so short another million shares of Skyfleet stock.
Sir, you must know you're betting against the market. No one expects this stock to go anywhere but up.
Just do it.
Looks like our man. Burn scars on his face.
I wonder if bomb makers are insured for things like that.
He's on the move. He's on the move and he's heading straight for me.
Stop touching your ear.
Sorry? Put your hand down!
Holster the bloody weapon, Carter. I need him alive.
Thank you.
C'est tombé.
Thank you.
weeping blood comes merely from a derangement of the tear duct, my dear General. Nothing sinister. All in. I have two pair, and you have a 17.4% chance of making it straight. When does Ellipsis expire?
You have less than 36 hours. I can call.
No. That's all the time I have anyway. Give our guests 5 minutes to leave. Or throw them overboard.
Who the hell do they think they are? I report to the Prime Minister, and even he's smart enough not to ask me what we do. Have you ever seen such a bunch of self-righteous, arse-covering prigs? They don't care what we do, they care what we get photographed doing. And how the hell could one be so stupid? I give him 00 status, and he celebrates by shooting up an embassy. Is the man deranged? And where the hell is he? In the old days, if an agent did something that embarrassing, he'd have the good sense to defect. Christ, I miss the Cold War. Got a bloody cheek.
Sorry. I'll shoot the camera first next time.
Or yourself. You stormed into an embassy. You violated the only absolutely inviolate rule of international relationships. And why? So you could kill a nobody. We wanted to question him, not to kill him. For God's sake, you're supposed to display some kind of judgment.
I did. I thought that one less bomb maker in the world would be a good thing.
Exactly. One bomb maker. We're trying to find out how an entire network of terrorist groups is financed, and you give us one bomb maker. Hardly the big picture, wouldn't you say? The man isn't even a true believer. He's a gun for hire. And thanks to your overdeveloped trigger finger, we have no idea who hired him or why. And how the hell did you find out where I lived?
Same way I found out your name. I thought M was a randomly assigned letter. I'd no idea it stood for...
Utter one more syllable, and I'll have you killed. I knew it was too early to promote you.
Well, I understand 00s have a very short life expectancy. So your mistake will be short-lived.
Bond, this may be too much for a blunt instrument to understand, but arrogance and self-awareness seldom go hand in hand.
So you want me to be half monk, half hitman?
Any thug can kill. I want you to take your ego out of the equation. And to judge the situation dispassionately. I have to know I can trust you, and that you know who to trust. And since I don't know that, I need you out of my sight. Go and stick your head in the sand somewhere and think about your future. Because these bastards want your head. And I'm seriously considering feeding you to them. And Bond... Don't ever break into my house again.
Mom?
Good day, sir, and welcome to the Ocean Club.
Hello? Are you going to take this or make me wait?
Certainly, sir. Sorry, sir.
Welcome to the Ocean Club, sir. Checking in?
Yes, but it's a spur-of-the-moment thing, and I have a little reservation.
Okay. We have an ocean view villa.
Perfect. Now, could you do me a favor? I was here for dinner last night, and I parked my car next to a very beautiful 1964 Aston Martin. And I'm ashamed to say I nicked the door. You wouldn't happen to know...
Mr. Demetrius.
Right.
If he hasn't noticed, I'm not sure I'd mention it. Isn't the type to take bad news well.
But if I felt compelled to find him?
He has a house just up the beach.
Thank you.
what?
He's in the Bahamas.
You woke me to share his holiday plans.
Well, he's logged into our secure website using your name and password.
Well, how the hell does he know these things?
I'm doing my best to find out.
Who's he looking at?
Alex Dimitrios.
That slimy bugger.
Now, known associates.
Is she from?
Had a good night.
Tell me about sister, sir. Good evening.
Welcome to Mount Cable Service, please.
Good job, big boy.
Yes. Mohammed? Do you mind if I join you?
Good evening.
Good evening.
Small blind, big blind.
Come in.
That's to you.
If that was for luck, you're 2 hours late.
200 to you. That's to you.
I heard you.
$5,000. Five to call. Actions.
Pair of sevens. Ace
heart.
Check a bet.
Check.
Then to you.
$5,000.
Five to call.
Check.
Check to you, sir.
All in. No way. 20,000.
Table stakes. I'm sorry, sir.
Okay. This is on the table. That's my car. Want to bet?
I'm sorry, Mr. Dimitrios.
Please, no. Give him a chance to win his money back.
Show me, gentlemen. Three kings. Trip aces. Aces win.
Oh, and the valet ticket.
Thank you, sir.
No wonder he was in such a foul mood. My mistake.
Can I give you a lift home?
That would really send him over the edge. I'm afraid I'm not that cruel.
Well, perhaps you just had to practice.
Perhaps.
And what about a drink at my place?
Your place? Is it close?
Very.
One drink.
Good evening, sir, and welcome back.
Welcome to my home.
I'm having a hard time seeing how this is my fault. It's your plan. All I did was get you the man.
A man who was under surveillance by the British Secret Service. Which makes me wonder if I can trust you at all.
Then don't. I couldn't care less. But I do care about my reputation. I have someone else willing to do the job. He just needs the particulars and payment.
You like married women, don't you, James?
That keeps things simple.
What is it about that man? You, my husband. I had so many chances to be happy. So many nice guys. Why can't nice guys be more like you?
Because then they'd be bad.
But so much more interesting.
What makes your husband a bad man?
His nature, I suppose.
The nature of his work?
A mystery, I'm afraid. I'm also afraid you will sleep with me in order to get to him.
How afraid?
Not enough to stop.
Can I ask you a personal question?
Now will seem an appropriate time.
Does ellipsis mean anything to you?
Should I ask him about it?
Perhaps later.
Yes, dear? Okay, I understand. See you tomorrow. Bye-bye. Apparently, he's on the last flight to Miami. So you have all night to question me.
In that case, we're gonna need some more champagne. Good evening. Can I get a bottle of chilled Bollinger Chardonnay and the Beluga caviar?
With everything?
Yes, with everything.
And would that be for two, sir?
What?
For two?
No, for one.
Thank you. I believe it is something very special what we see here. This is entertainment. Look, it's
Yes.
It's Bond. I need her now.
I'm afraid she can't be disturbed. Can I take a message?
Listen, you go and find her. Tell her to call security at Miami Airport because I think a bomb is about to go off and you do it now.
Sorry, can I put you on hold?
I thought we might.
Bond? What the hell are you up to?
I'll call you back.
Skyfleet S-570 prototype.
What about it?
Largest airplane in the world being unveiled today at Miami Airport.
It's launching today.
I gotta go.
Puts expired. I'm sorry, I'm not sure yet how much you've lost.
$101,206,000. Someone talked.
Quite the body count you're stacking up. She was tortured first. As you'd already killed her husband, she must have been the only one left to question. Did she know anything that could compromise you?
No.
Not your name? What you were after?
No.
Demetrios worked as a middleman. Always knew where to put his hands on weapons and people who could use them. He worked with anyone who had money. For years he was involved with a man we knew as Le Chiffre, private banker to the world's terrorists. He invested their money and gave them access to wherever they wanted. Oh, good. You're here. Albanian, we believe. Chess prodigy. A bit of a mathematical genius and like to prove it by playing poker.
Ow. So you can keep an eye on me?
Yes. When they analyzed the stock market after 9/11, the CIA discovered a massive shorting of airline stocks. When the stocks hit bottom on 9/12, somebody made a fortune. The same thing happened this morning with Skyfleet stock, or was supposed to. With their prototype destroyed, the company would be near bankruptcy. Instead, somebody lost over $100 million betting the wrong way.
You think it's this man, Le Chiffre?
Which would explain how he could set up a high-stakes poker game at Casino Royale in Montenegro. 10 players, $10 million buy-in, $5 million rebuy. Winner takes all, potentially $150 million.
Good. Then we'll know where he'll be. Do you want a clean kill or do you want to send a message?
We want him alive. Le Chiffre doesn't have $100 million to lose.
Has he been playing the stock market with his client's funds? I'm not going to be too happy when they find out it's gone.
We can't let him win this game. If he loses, he'll have nowhere to run. We'll give him sanctuary in return for everything he knows. I'm putting you in the game, replacing someone who's playing for a syndicate. According to Villiers, you're the best player in the service. Trust me, I wish it wasn't the case. I would ask you if you could remain emotionally detached. But I don't think that's your problem, is it, Bond?
No.
Don't worry about keeping in touch. We'll know where you are.
You can stop pretending. You knew I wouldn't let it stop, didn't you?
Well, I knew you were you.
Thank you.
I'm the money.
Every penny of it.
The Treasury has agreed to stake you in the game.
Vesper.
I do hope you gave your parents hell for that.
Thank you. Your boss must be well connected. I've never seen so much go out the door so quickly.
Not quite so stylishly. May I ask you where it is?
10 million was wired to your account in Montenegro, with a contingency for 5 more if I deem it a prudent investment. I suppose you've given some thought to the notion that if you lose, our government will have directly financed terrorism. What looks good? So you're telling me it's a matter of probability and odds. I was worried there was some chance involved.
Well, any of you seem to play with the best damn wind.
So that will be what you call bluffing.
You've heard the term. Then you'll also know that in poker you never play your hand. You play the man across from you.
And you're good at reading people.
Yes, I am. Which is why I've been able to detect an undercurrent of sarcasm in your voice.
You'll know how short our money is in good hands.
You don't think this is a very good plan, do you?
So there is a plan. I got the impression we were risking millions of dollars and hundreds of lives on a game of luck. What else can you surmise, Mr. Bond?
About you, Miss Lynn? Well, your beauty's a problem. You worry you won't be taken seriously.
Which one can say of any attractive woman with half a brain?
True, but this one overcompensates by wearing slightly masculine clothing, being more aggressive than her female colleagues, which gives her a somewhat prickly demeanor. And ironically enough, makes it less likely for her to be accepted and promoted by her male superiors, who mistake her insecurities for arrogance. Now, I'd have normally gone with only child, but, you see, by the way you ignored the quip about your parents, I'm going to have to go with orphan.
All right. By the cut of your suit, you went to Oxford or wherever. Naturally think human beings dress like that. But you wear it with such disdain. My guess is you didn't come from money, and your school friends never let you forget it. Which means you were at that school by the grace of someone else's charity, hence the chip on your shoulder. And since your first thought about me ran to orphan, that's what I'd say you are. Well, you are. I like the spoken thing. And that makes perfect sense. Since MI6 looks for maladjusted young men, I give little thought to sacrificing others in order to protect Queen and country. You know, former SAS types with easy smiles and expensive watches. Rolex?
Omega.
Beautiful. Now, having just met you, I wouldn't go as far as calling you a cold-hearted bastard.
Yeah, of course not.
But it wouldn't be a stretch to imagine. You think of women as disposable pleasures rather than meaningful pursuits. So as charming as you are, Mr. Bond, I will be keeping my eye on our government's money and off your perfectly formed house.
You noticed.
Even accountants have imagination. How was your lamb?
Skewered. One sympathizes.
Good evening, Mr. Bond.
Good evening, Miss Lynn. Details. Apparently we're very much in love.
Do you usually leave it to porters to tell you this sort of thing?
Only when the romance has been necessarily brief. I'm Mr. Arlington Beach, professional gambler, and you're Miss Stephanie Broadchester here.
I am not.
You're going to have to trust me on this.
Oh, no, I don't.
We've been involved for quite a while. Hence the shared suite.
But my family is strict Roman Catholic. So for appearance's sake, it'll be a 2-bedroom suite.
I do hate it when religion comes between us.
religion and a securely locked door. Am I going to have a problem with you, Bond?
No. Don't worry. You're not my type.
Smart?
Single.
Welcome to the Hotel Splendid. Your name, sir?
James Bond. You'll find the reservation on the beach.
Welcome, Mr. Bond.
You signed that, dear. You represent the Treasury.
Thank you. Enjoy your stay.
I will. Thank you.
Very funny.
Look. If his chief is that well connected, he knows who I am and where the money's coming from, which means he's decided to play me anyway. So he's either desperate or he's overly confident, but either way, that tells me something about him. And all he gets in return is a name he already has.
And now he knows something about you. He knows you're reckless. Take the next one. There isn't enough room for me and your ego. Mr. Bond, what's left for you?
Thank you.
My name is Mathis, Lenny Mathis. I'm your contact here.
Does he know we've been watching him?
The chief? I don't think so. Probably because there's no we, just me. I'm afraid if you get into trouble here, the cavalry won't be coming over the nearest hill. The chief arrived yesterday and spent the time re-establishing all the relationships. The chief of police and he are now quite close. That's him, with the mustache, over my left shoulder.
Well, that could make life quite difficult.
And quite possibly shorter. He's not a very subtle man. I thought about trying to buy services, but we frankly couldn't afford to outbid the chief. I hate to say it, but the accountants seem to be running MI6 these days. Oh, not that I have anything against accountants. Many of them are lovely people. So I decided that it was cheaper to supply his deputy with evidence that we were bribing the chief. It's amazing what you can do with Photoshop these days, isn't it? I think your odds are improving, Mr. Bond.
Yes?
For you.
Something you expect me to wear?
I need you looking fabulous, so that when you walk up behind me and kiss me on the neck, the players across from me will be thinking about your neckline and not about their cards. Do you think you can do that for me?
I'll do my best.
Thank you. I have a dinner jacket.
There are dinner jackets and dinner jackets. This is the latter. And I need you looking like a man who belongs at that table.
How the... It's tailored.
I sized you up the moment we met.
And you must be Mr. Bliss's replacement. Welcome, Mr. Beach. Or is that Bond? I'm a little confused.
Well, we wouldn't want that, would we?
Monsieur Mendel. Prenez place.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome. As you know, the game is no limit. Hold'em poker. 5 communal cards, 2 in the hole. Monsieur Mendel here represents the Basel Bank, Switzerland, holding the stakes. Monsieur.
Mesdames et messieurs, you have each deposited $10 million buy-in. Further buy-in of $5 million can be made by electronic transfer. The money will remain in escrow until I return and the winner of the contest enters his or her password into the encryptor, whereupon the entire sum will be wired to any bank account in the world you nominate. Mr. Bond? We proceed alphabetically. Please be so kind as to enter a password of your choice. Six letters or more.
High card for dealer position. It's Señor Gallardo. Mr. Kaminovsky is the small blind, $5,000, and Mr. Fukutu, the big blind, $10,000. Well, enjoy the game.
Your bet. Check. Check. Bet. 50,000. Call. Fold. Fold. Heads up.
Monsieur Le Chiffre.
Bet 100,000.
Weren't you supposed to enter so the others could see you?
Was I? Forgive me. Good luck, darling.
It's up to you, Monsieur Bond. Monsieur Bond?
Oh, I'm sorry, what was the bet? 100,000?
Call.
Hello.
I suppose I don't have to tell you how beautiful you look. Half the people at that table are still watching you. Champagne.
Monsieur Le Chiffre.
Bet, 200,000. Monsieur, you have been called. Shut up, please.
A full house to Monsieur Le Chiffre. Deuce is full of nines. Mr. Bond? Fold.
Send the barman over, please.
Dry martini.
Oui, monsieur.
Wait. 3 measures of Gordon's, 1 of vodka, 1/2 measure of quinoa lily. Shake it over rice and then add a thin slice of lemon peel.
Yes, sir.
You know, I'll have one of those.
So will I.
Certainly. My friend, bring me one as well. Keep the fruit. That's it? Hmm? Anyone want to play poker now?
Someone's in a hurry.
Would you excuse me? You taste nice.
I thought we dispensed with covers.
No. We dispensed with one that was of no use and created another that is. Is he watching?
Yes.
Good.
This is me in character, pissed off because you're losing so fast. We won't be here past midnight. Oddly, my character's feelings mirror my own.
You know, that's not half bad. I'm going to have to think up a name for that. It was worth it to discover his tell.
What do you mean?
The twitch he has to hide when he bluffs.
Bluffs? You're the best hand.
Which he got on the last card. The odds against were 23-1, and he'd know that. When he did his first raise, he had nothing. Winning was blind luck. You get the bug?
Yes.
100,000.
Thank you.
It's your pet, Monsieur Foucault.
Maybe he can actually pull this off.
Call. Monsieur Le Chiffre.
Ladies and gentlemen, mesdames, messieurs, we've now been playing for 4 hours. It's time for a short break. We will resume play in 1 hour.
Well, I think I'll report on the evening's frivolities.
So?
You want to do what to me?
You've lost me completely.
You just said you can't wait to get me back to the room. Come on.
So what's so damn important?
I'm sorry.
Where is my money?
Good evening.
Good evening. You're holding a parcel for me. Thank you.
Think you can lose that kind of money and no one would notice? Your money's safe.
Open that.
You'll have it tomorrow. All of it.
Out your arm, my beauty, or I will take your head.
Go to the room. Wait for me there. Go find Matthews. Tell him I've hidden the bodies down here, and I want him to get rid of them. Do that now. Go, go, go!
You changed your shirt, Mr. Bond.
I hope our little game isn't causing you to perspire.
A little. But I won't consider myself to be in trouble until I start weeping blood.
Ladies and gentlemen, if everybody's ready, let's continue the game.
coming off.
Yeah, I see.
Dajte da vidimo neke papire, što god ima. Bilo koji dokument, bilo koji dokument...
Ja mi ću obogu da boriš.
Let's dance sam.
Šefe, evo neki zvukovi za
auta. Zvukovi, ne mrzaj!
Franko, zove pa ću.
Ne mrzaj, ne mrzaj! Being dead doesn't mean one can't still be helpful.
That'll keep the sheep looking over his shoulder. He'll be wondering who's going to come for him next.
How's our girl? Melted your cold heart yet?
Call. Three players. Check. Monsieur Pond. Bet. 500,000.
Look. It's the tail. He is bluffing. My God, James was right.
It's up to you. Race. 1 million.
Seems someone knows something I don't.
Fold. Heads up, gentlemen. It's up to you. Million. And it's up to you.
I'm all in.
Well, it's 14 million and 500,000. It's up to you, Monsieur Bond.
Bluff.
Call.
Gentlemen, short arm, please. Full house. Kings and aces. Monsieur Le Chiffre.
Oops.
It's four checks. Monsieur Le Chiffre wins.
You must have thought I was bluffing, Mr. Bond.
Please. We will now break for 1 hour. When we return, the big blind will be 200,000. Yes.
I need the other 5 million to buy back in.
I can't do that, James.
Look, I made a mistake. I was impatient. Maybe I was arrogant, but I can beat him.
I'm sorry.
Sorry? Sorry? Why don't you try putting that in a sentence? Like maybe, sorry Le Chiffre's gonna win, continue funding terror and killing innocent people. That kind of sorry?
You lost because of your ego. And that same ego can't take it. That's what this is about. All you're going to do now is lose more.
Well, then you're an idiot.
I'm sorry?
I said you're a bloody idiot.
Look in my eyes. I can beat this man, you know that.
Get your hand off my arm.
Chicken or stir?
Do I look like I give a damn?
James,
get the girl out.
Sorry, I should have introduced myself, seeing as we're related. Felix Leiter. A brother from Langley. You should have a little faith. You keep your head about you, I think you have him.
Head? Excuse me.
You're not buying in?
No.
Listen, I'm bleeding chips. I'm not gonna last much longer. You have a better chance, I'll stake you. I'm saying I'll give you the money to keep going. Just one thing. If you pull it off, the CIA bring him in.
And what about the winnings?
Does it look like we need the money?
Should we up the blinds?
Why not? Bet.
Raise.
And fold.
Excuse me, please.
Call.
Raise.
Raise. 500,000.
Fold.
Thank you.
Fold. Fold.
Queens.
Deal, ma'am.
Sorry, sir. You are the big blind.
Small blind, please.
Bond's been poisoned. He's going into cardiac arrest.
Stay calm.
And don't interrupt, because you'll be dead within 2 minutes unless you do exactly what I tell you.
I'm all ears.
Remove the defibrillator from the pouch. Do you know
what it is yet? I'm still scanning.
Attach the leads to your chest.
Tachycardia, digitalis. What the hell do we give him? Okay, that's amphetamine.
As soon as it reads charge, then okay, that'll work. Bond.
Don't push the red button
yet. Do you hear me? Don't push it yet.
His heart's gonna stop.
It's only time for one charge before he passes out. Take the blue combi pen, Bond. Mid neck, into the vein.
That'll counteract the digitalis.
You're going to pass out in a few seconds, and you need to keep your heart going. Push the red button now, Bond.
Bond, push the damn button.
Do it now. You're welcome. I'll get yourself off to hospital.
I will do. As soon as I've won this game.
They're not seriously going back there.
I wouldn't dream of it.
Bet. 1 million.
All in.
Call or in. Gentlemen, shoot down, please. Two pair, aces and sevens. Queen plays. Wins.
I'm sorry. That last hand nearly killed me.
Gentlemen, with this chip exchange, we enter the final phase of the game, which means no more buy-ins. The big blind is now $1 million.
Four players. Monsieur Pet. Monsieur Bond?
Check.
Check.
24 million in the pot already.
Check. Check. All check. Four players.
Check.
Check.
All in. 6 million.
Bet. 6 million. All in. $5 million. All in. Bet is 6 million.
Race.
Race. 12 million. Heads up.
$40,500,000 all in.
Raise all in.
Well, I think I will call you on that one. $115 million in the pot.
Gentlemen, shut down, please. Flush. Ace, king, queen. Full house. Eight full of aces. Aces full of sixes. Monsieur Bond? Five and seven of spades. A straight flush. 4 to the 8. The high hand. Monsieur Pond wins.
For you.
Thank you very much.
Congratulations. It's all yours.
Much appreciated, brother.
Congratulations.
You know, I think the celebration's in order.
You were almost dead an hour ago.
Come on. I'm famished.
Mathis says the Americans have made contact with Le Chiffre. They're going to extract him before dawn.
You know, I think I'll call that a vesper.
Because of the bitter aftertaste?
No. Because once you've tasted it, that's all you want to drink. Oh, that was quite a good line.
It was a very good line.
But you're laughing at it.
Not so much it as you.
Oh, well, that's fine. I figured out what that is. It's an Algerian love knot.
Really? I thought it was just something pretty.
No, you didn't. Someone gave that to you. He's a very lucky man.
You can switch off so easily, can't you? It doesn't bother you, killing those people.
Well, I wouldn't be very good at my job if it did.
I don't believe you. You've got a choice, you know. Just because you've done something doesn't mean you have to keep doing it.
Why is it people who can't take advice always insist on giving it?
You think I can't take my own advice?
I think something is driving you. And I think I'll never find out what that is.
Mathis needs me. Good night. Congratulations again.
I'm afraid your friend Mathis is really my friend Mathis.
Thank you.
for taking good care of you, buddy. Such a waste. You know, I never understood all these elaborate tortures. It's the simplest thing to cause more pain than a man can possibly endure. And of course, it's not only the immediate agony, but the knowledge that if you do not yield soon enough, there will be little left to identify you as a man. The only question remains. Will you yield in time? I want the money. Lynn will give me the account number, if she hasn't already. So all I need from you is the password. The password, please. I've got a little itch. Down there. Would you mind? You are a funny man, Mr. Bond. I died.
Yes. Because no matter what you do, I'm not going to give you the password, which means your clients are going to hunt you down and cut you into little pieces of meat while you're still breathing. Because if you kill me, there'll be nowhere else to hide.
But you are so wrong! Because even after I slaughtered you and your little girlfriend, your people would still welcome me with open arms. Because they need what I know. Give me the password, and I would at least let her live. Come on, do it soon enough, and she might even be in one piece. You really aren't going to tell me, are you?
No.
I'll feed you what you seem not to value. I'll get the money. Tell them I'll get the money.
Money isn't as valuable to our organization as knowing who to trust.
Thank you.
I'll get the doctor.
Not him.
Any ideas?
What?
Why they left the two of you alive?
Where is she?
Sleeping. And I'm supposed to get you to drink this. It's just odd. Killing everyone else, but leaving you and her untouched. Almost as if someone was trying to tell us something. Did I look at the killer?
No.
Shame. Drink up. Anything else you remember? Anything that can help us?
Help us?
Mm-hmm.
Or help you?
This way, can you? Every time I do, you look at me as if you haven't seen me in years. It makes me feel reborn.
Have you just been born? Wouldn't you be naked?
You have me then. You can have me anywhere. Here, there, anywhere you like.
Does this mean that you're warming to me?
Yeah, that's how I would describe it.
It's just that not so long ago I would have described your feelings towards me as, I'm trying to think of a better word than loathing.
I'm afraid I'm a complicated woman.
That is something to be afraid of.
Hello?
Oh, Monsieur Mendel, how are things in Switzerland?
My apologies. I do not mean to rush, but 120 million is a large sum of money.
It certainly is. You didn't bring any chocolates with you?
I'm afraid not. If you would type in the account number. And not the password.
You can do that.
I would if I knew what it was.
V. E. S. P. E. R.
The funds have been transferred. Sorry for disturbing you.
Auf Wiedersehen.
Auf Wiedersehen, Herr Mendel.
You know, James, I just want you to know that if all that was left of you was your smile and your little finger, you'd still be more of a man than anyone I've ever met.
That's because you know what I can do with my little finger.
I have no idea.
But you're aching to find out.
You're not going to let me in there, are you? You've got your armor back on. As then.
I have no armor left. You stripped it from me. Whatever is left of me. Whatever is left of me. What whatever I am, I'm yours. Zen won't miss me for a couple of days. She'll be too busy sweating Mathis.
Mathis?
Remember I told you about Lishif's tell? Well, Mathis told Lishif. That's how he wiped me out. Same goes for the implant. I'm so too silly about losing that.
I can't believe it.
Well, neither could I. I thought he had my back. But there you go. Lesson learned.
Does everyone have a tell?
Yes. Everyone. Everyone except you. I wonder if that's why I love you.
You love me?
Enough to quit and float around the world with you until one of us has to find an honest job. But I think that's going to have to be you, because I've no idea what an honest job is.
You're serious.
Like you said, you do what I do for too long, and there won't be any soul left to salvage. I'm leaving with what little I have left. Is that enough for you?
Stop it. Stop. I have to get to the bank. What's the time? How much do you think we need to float for a month?
I've got plenty.
Now, I want to pay for my half of our aimless wanderings.
You stopped wearing the necklace?
Yeah. It was time.
Time enough to get over someone?
Realize sometimes you can't forget the past. Huh. But apparently not your employer.
Back in 1 month. Come on. I'll get the money. You get supplies.
See you back here in half an hour.
Hello, Em.
I got your note. We'll talk about that later. Right now, I have a lovely man from the Treasury here, wondering if you're ever going to deposit the winnings.
That's a shame. I didn't think they'd miss it.
Yes. I tell them not to worry. So, you'll be depositing it today?
On my way to the bank right now.
James Bond for Mr. Mandel.
Hello?
Mr. Mandel? I'm having trouble accessing the funds in my account.
It was transferred to the account number your company gave us, Mr. Bond. It appears the funds are being withdrawn as we speak.
Where?
The Venice branch, of course. St. Mark's Square. Is there a problem, Mr. Bond?
Allow me.
Thank you.
I'm sorry, James.
She had a boyfriend, a French Algerian. They were very much in love. He was kidnapped by the organization behind Le Chiffre. And they blackmailed her, threatening to kill him unless she cooperated. We should have picked up on it, but sometimes we're so focused on our enemies, we forget to watch our friends. How are you doing?
She left her cell phone. She must have known I'd check it.
She knew you were you. Well, at least this clears Mathis.
No.
No?
No. We just proved that she's guilty, not that he's innocent. Could have been a double blind. Keep sweating it.
You don't trust anyone, do you, James?
No.
Then you've learnt your lesson. Get back as soon as you can. We need you.
Will do.
If you do need time...
Why should I need more time? Job's done. The bitch is dead.
James, did you ever ask yourself why you weren't killed that night?
Isn't it obvious? She made a deal to spare your life in exchange for the money. I'm sure she hoped they would let her live.
But she must have known she was going to her death.
And now we'll never know who was behind this. The trail's gone cold.
Hello?
Mr. White, we need to talk.
Who is this?
The name's Bond. James Bond.
I've seen you.